Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.
All right, so today we're going deep on something that I think a lot of people kind of get freaked out about sometimes, you know? Retrograde planets.
Yeah, for sure.
We're calling this one a deep dive because we're going to really like dig into like what they are, what they mean in astrology.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, maybe like why people are so afraid of them.
Yeah, it's interesting because astronomically speaking, it's a completely normal phenomenon, right? Yeah. It happens, you know, all the planets go retrograde at some point in their orbit. So it's not like some kind of like rare,
right,
you know, cosmic event.
Exactly.
And, you know, as you were saying, like a lot of people, when they hear Mercury retrograde, they're like, oh, no.
It's like instant panic, right?
Yeah. What's going to go wrong? You know, my computer's going to crash, or
my flight's going to get delayed.
My flight's going to get delayed, or, you know, I'm going to say the wrong thing to the wrong person.
Oh, boy.
But, you know, I think it's really important to kind of reframe the way we think about these retrograde periods. They're not about things going wrong. It's more like the universe is hitting the pause button.
Okay.
It's a time to really go inwards, reflect, reevaluate things, especially in the areas of life that are ruled by that particular planet that's retrograde.
So kind of like instead of looking at it as like everything's going to fall apart, look at it as like a time to like, you know, check yourself before you wreck yourself.
Exactly. Yeah. It's like a cosmic check-in.
Right.
You know, like, how are you doing? Are you on the right track? Are your, you know, are your actions aligned with your intentions? All of that good stuff.
Right.
And so, like, you know, with Mercury retrograde, for example.
Yeah. Okay. Let's talk about Mercury because that's like the big one, right?
Yeah. Everybody knows about Mercury retrograde.
Right. Everyone's like, oh, Mercury's retrograde. That's why this happened, you know?
Exactly. And, you know, Mercury is all about communication. Mm-hmm. It rules, you know, our thoughts, how we express ourselves, travel, short distance, travel, technology, information, all of that stuff.
Right, all the ways we get things back and forth, you know.
Exactly.
Send and receive information.
Exactly. And so during Mercury retrograde, those areas can get a little glitchy.
A little glitchy, right?
Yeah, so that's where you get the, you know, the classic miscommunications, the travel, delays, the technology malfunction.
Oh, so that's why my phone's been like totally freaking out the last few days.
It's very possible.
Got it.
Yeah. But, you know, instead of getting frustrated by it, think about, like, how can you use this time to actually improve your communication?
Okay. Yeah.
Like, maybe, you know, practice active listening. Maybe, you know, be a little more mindful about what you're putting out there on social media, or
like reread an email 7 times before you send it.
Exactly. Yes. Double check that text message before you hit send.
Right.
You know, all of that stuff. It's really about refining how we communicate.
Okay, so basically take advantage of the pause.
Exactly.
Use it as a time to like check in and be like, okay, how am I communicating? What can I do better?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like cleaning up your mental inbox.
I like it.
You know, getting rid of all the spam.
All right, so then what about, you know, speaking of relationships and communication, what about Venus retrograde?
Yeah, Venus retrograde, that's another one that people kind of get a little nervous about.
Yeah, especially if you're dating or something, right?
Especially if you're dating, yeah, because Venus is all about love and relationships, but it's also about our values.
Okay.
What we find beautiful, what we find pleasurable, how we relate to money and resources.
Okay, so it's a lot more than just like romance.
It's a lot more than just romance. Yeah, it's about like, what do you value in life?
Okay.
What brings you joy? All of that good stuff. And so during Venus retrograde, it's a time to reevaluate those things.
Okay.
Like, are the relationships you're in actually aligned with your values? Are you seeking validation from external sources instead of, you know, cultivating your own self-worth?
Oh, that's deep.
It's a very introspective time. It's not necessarily the best time to start a brand new relationship or, you know, make a major financial investment.
So it's not like a time to like go on a dating spree or like,
not necessarily, yeah,
go buy a house or something.
Mm. Probably not the best time for that, but it is a good time to like maybe revisit old relationships,
right.
You know, reconnect with people from your past, or maybe, you know, rekindle a creative project that you kind of put on the back burner.
Okay, so it's like a time to go back to things that you maybe had left behind and see if they still like resonate with you.
Exactly. Yeah, it's like hitting the refresh button on your heart.
I love that.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've talked about Mercury, we've talked about Venus. What about Mars?
Ah, Mars retrograde.
Yeah, this is the planet of action energy, right?
Yes, exactly. It's all about how we assert ourselves, how we go after what we want to drive our ambition.
So what does it mean when Mars goes retrograde? Does that mean we should just like stay on the couch and not do anything?
Not necessarily, no.
Okay.
But you might find that you have a little bit less energy or you're feeling less assertive than usual.
Okay.
And that's because the energy of Mars is being directed inwards during this time.
Okay.
So it's a good time to reassess your goals, your motivations. You know, are you actually pursuing things that you're passionate about, or are you kind of stuck in a rut doing things out of obligation?
So it's kind of a time to look at like why you're doing the things you're doing.
Exactly. Yeah. It's like checking in with your inner warrior.
Okay.
Making sure that you're fighting for the right causes.
Okay.
And, you know, it's not the best time to start new projects during Mars retrograde.
Okay.
But it is a good time to like strategize.
Okay.
Reevaluate existing projects. Maybe, you know, refine your approach.
So kind of like if Mercury is communication, Venus is values, Mars is like action.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it.
Like how you take action.
Exactly.
Okay.
And so I think, you know, one of the most important things to remember about all of this is that retrograde periods are not a curse.
Right.
They're actually a huge opportunity for growth.
I love that.
Yeah. It's like the universe is giving you this gift of time.
Right.
To really go inward and understand yourself better.
Yeah. And like figure out, you know, if you're on the right path or not.
Exactly. And the key is to pay attention to your own experience. Like,
wow.
How do you personally feel during these retrograde periods?
Okay.
Are there any recurring patterns that you notice? Any insights that come up for you?
Right.
And journaling can be a really powerful tool during these times.
Yeah, that's actually really good advice because, you know, it's like you're checking in with yourself, but also you're keeping track of it so you can kind of see how it unfolds over time.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like having a conversation with your subconscious.
Right.
And, you know, the more you understand these cycles, the more empowered you'll feel to actually navigate them.
Right.
Even use them to your advantage.
Instead of being afraid of them.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah. And, you know, it's also important to remember that all planets go retrograde.
Right.
This is a cycle that we all experience. It's just part of the cosmic dance.
Right. So it's not like you're being singled out or something.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
So, you know, don't be afraid. Embrace the retrograde.
Use it to your advantage.
Yeah. Use it to your advantage.
So maybe like a good takeaway for our listeners today would be to like, you know, next time one of these planets goes retrograde, whether it's Mercury, Venus, Mars, whatever it is, like actually like pay attention to how you feel. See if you notice any patterns.
That's a great idea.
Maybe even keep a journal. Write down what, you know, what's coming up for you, what you're noticing, what you're feeling. See if you can kind of like track how it's affecting you.
Yeah, I love that. And, you know, who knows what kind of aha moments might come up for you.
Right, exactly. So many possibilities.
So many possibilities, yeah.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much for breaking all that down for us today. That was super helpful.
Yeah, of course. My pleasure.
And, yeah, hopefully everyone listening feels a little bit more empowered to like handle those retrogrades.
Absolutely.
Awesome. All right. Well, we'll catch you guys next time.
See you later.